Yours to protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. The Shannon Airport Group is responsible for two significant operations, a thriving business park and a busy international airport. While a green team was established by the group some years ago, efforts to make the operation more sustainable had begun long before that. The group is close to commissioning the first solar farm constructed at any airport in Ireland, while a farmland biodiversity enhancement project has also been launched, another first for Shannon. Sinead Murphy is Head of Sustainability with the Shannon Airport Group.
We've been bringing initiatives forward for a number of years, particularly around energy efficiency. We had upgraded all our runway lighting, for example, to LED and a lot of the external lighting here. We'd also put in an energy management hub, so we were tracking and monitoring energy and looking at opportunities to reduce. We also have a charity committee, a very active staff charity committee that have been raising funds. And I think, I suppose, the biggest kind of sustainability story for me is the transformation really of the Shannon Airport Business Park. Refurbishing older buildings, building new buildings and bringing it right up to a state-of-the-art business park right here in Shannon. Our occupancy back, you know, when the group was formed in 2014 was about less than 40%. We're now at almost full occupancy. So I think that's a really strong sustainability story and all the benefit that comes with it. In terms of, I suppose, our own actions over the last number of years we've been taking, particularly, I suppose, the carbon side of things is very important for us. We have national targets to meet by 2030. That's a 51% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030, and we will be achieving net zero by 2050. In order to achieve that, we've put a very detailed decarbonisation plan in place here at the airport. And I suppose that really is centred around building fabric upgrades and upgrading of our mechanical and electrical systems here at the airport. So upgrading of our heating and cooling and moving away from fossil fuels. Generation of our own energy, renewable energy here on site, PV, and also transitioning of our vehicles to electric. So we've been bringing those projects forward now for the last number of years. If you're down the airport, you'll see construction works in the airport where we're starting to move different areas of the business and consolidate them into the main terminal building. And then that will be followed with a wrap of the terminal building. So upgrading the thermal fabric of the building. And then by 2030, we'll be able to move to heat pump technology. So moving away from fossil fuels.
The sustainable use of existing land is one of the key elements of the Shannon Airport Group's sustainability strategy. One of two projects in particular, both firsts for any airport in the state, is the development of a solar farm at Shannon Airport, which is close to being commissioned.
It's a 5.5-acre site. There's over 2,000 panels out there, and it'll generate approximately between 15 and 20% of our electricity here at the airport.
So it is, as a business, it is a big user by its nature of electricity.
Absolutely, and that will only increase, you know, the use of electricity as we move our heating. For example, we're moving away from gas boilers to heat pump technology powered by electricity. We've almost 50% of our fleet now are electric, so that use of electricity will increase. We're also putting in energy efficiency measures to bring down and be more efficient in how we use that electricity. But electricity is really important, so that's why projects like PV, being able to generate that electricity ourselves on site, are really important. You know, it gives us surety of supply, it's green, it's clean, and it's, you know, it's really good. And it's great when you're here at the airport yourself and you think, right, some of the electricity that I'm using when I travel through the airport has been generated here on site in Shannon.
It's going to make a huge difference to the airport and provide that much of your power, yeah, Hopefully every year. 5.5 acres of solar panels, it is a huge project.
It is, and you know, we put it out in the airfield because I suppose we felt it was a really sustainable use of land. We couldn't do anything else with that land, So putting it out in the airfield to us was sustainable. It was probably a bit more complicated. You know, we did a lot of work around making sure the positioning of the panels was correct. A lot of work has gone in, and it's been quite detailed and complicated work, I suppose. But we're delighted now that the panels are on site, and we're just commissioning at the moment, and they'll be up, fully up and running very soon.
Solar energy is a renewable resource.
This means that it can be replenished naturally, unlike fossil fuels.
The sun's energy is available to everyone, everywhere, and can be harnessed for various purposes.
Solar panels can efficiently convert sunlight into electricity, powering homes, businesses, and even the International Space Station.
Solar energy is crucial for the Earth's climate, driving weather patterns and influencing global temperatures.
Solar energy is a key player in the future of energy.
Even on cloudy days, solar systems can generate power by collecting scattered sunlight.
The second major project currently being undertaken by the Shannon Airport Group is allowing lands it owns adjacent to the airport to be used for conservation grazing. This farmland biodiversity enhancement project is already making strides in restoring and protecting a rare habitat and its unique plant species.
I suppose our conservation grazing project at Tady's Hill is a project that came about as a result of our biodiversity action plan. So back in 2023, we published our first biodiversity action plan, which is a 5-year plan of actions that we're going to take to preserve and enhance the biodiversity around our site here in Shannon. So the project is based over on farmland at the far side of the runway here, and it was an area that was identified by the ecologists. When they surveyed all our land, they identified that particular area of being very significant. So significant actually at a European level, the habitat that was on that site. It was considered Annex 1 habitat. So they gave us a plan of actions that we could take to preserve that, and we set about implementing them. So the site was in danger of getting overcome by scrub. So it's a calcareous rich or an orchid rich grassland. So it's got some rare species of orchids and valuable habitat on that site. And it was in danger of being lost by encroachment by scrub. So we removed some of the scrub manually off site. And the best way that the ecologists identified that we could manage that was going back to how the land would have been managed years ago. So native heritage breed cattle. So we have 6 Dramin cattle in on the land, and they're smaller cattle and they don't poach the land, so they don't compact the soil. They allow the flowers to come up. So those cattle are on the site for the winter and early spring, and then they move off the site in the summer and allow the flowers to come up. So we've worked with a local farmer here who has brought in some cattle. It's been a great project for the collaboration site. You know, we've had great input from our local farmer who's worked really collaboratively with us to bring the project forward. And he's a 7th generation farmer of that land. So he has a real interest in preserving that land as well. So it's been a really positive experience. And, you know, we've had a lot of interest on it. And I think one of the key things that we've done, we want to see how successful that actual technique is going to be now over the next number of years. So we're working with a company called Polyno. They're a small startup company that have developed AI sensor cameras that track the actual movement of pollinators around the site. So the insects and the bees and those creatures, I suppose, that will flourish if the flowers flourish. So those cameras have been left in the site for a number of weeks now. They'll be left every year over the next number of years, and we'll be able to track the difference in the level of pollinators on the site, and that will enable us identifying how many of the flower species appear every year. Will enable us, you know, to track how successful that has actually been.
The Shannon Airport Group is well on its way to reaching its climate targets of a 51% greenhouse gas reduction by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2050. Further use of renewable energy will be essential, and the group remains committed to investing in smart and innovative infrastructure to ensure they can meet their energy efficiency targets. Elaine O'Connell is Sustainability Data Specialist with the Shannon Airport Group and has an important job to do when it comes to monitoring emissions.
So my function really is to collect as much data as we can, verify it. You know, we need to understand where we are, you know, think where we are, and you know, to move forward we need to know what our baseline is so we can track and change and see how good we're doing or how bad we're doing, and see what the status is on different projects that we want to go after, and to even to make the rationale about what projects we're going to go after, we need to have the data and understand what that's telling us. So that's what my role really is here on carbon. And when it looks at carbon, we're looking at fossil fuels, whether we're using in electricity or natural gas or diesel usage, and all the impacts of our business travel or the people coming in here to work. So I pull all that data together and we look at that, and we look at that in different ways. So we use a greenhouse gas protocol as kind of a baseline of how we can pull the data together. We also report nationally. Because we're a semi-state company, we have to report through SEI, and we do a national annual reporting every year through their M&R system, which is a fantastic system, which is a very level playing ground for all semi-state companies and all public companies as well within the state. We also have to meet our national targets as well. So as you might have heard, we have a 2030 target of 50% reduction and net zero by 2050. When we look at those projects, the data is critical, and reviewing that data, because we mightn't be perfect at the start as well, but we set up systems to understand where we are now, and then we might find out other things. So we might have to go back and recalculate our baseline again, but we have to still keep going to understand where we have been at the start, and that's what's going to help us move forward and make decisions.
Loads of monitoring, loads of managing, but how do you measure what your carbon output is? It's a large site.
When you look at stuff like electricity and natural gas, they would be for us our biggest carbon footprint within the airport group. So electricity, we get meters. So everybody has a meter at home, and you'd have a thing called an MPRN. So with your MPRN, you get, you know, your kilowatt hours of usage in that, but that's not enough for us. That doesn't give us detail. So what we have is a huge monitoring system here within the airport. So we call that monitoring and measurement. And we've recently got our energy management system certified to ISO 50,000. And that's a key thing to make sure energy efficiency is driven on. So with the monitoring and measurement system, we have sub-metering, we have, you know, different meters for different areas. So we can see, and even for different energy user types. So lighting will be measured, you know, our pumps will be measured. For the airport, heating and cooling is our biggest carbon footprint for the building. So while we need to monitor and measure how we're heating and cooling the building, we also need to bear in mind projects to make sure the building is going to be much more efficient in the future as well. So we have other projects that are going to come in with this, where we're going to have cladding of the building in the future, and that's up to 2030 and afterwards. But also we'll be looking at other technologies like heat pumps and electrifying our heat. So where we measure at the moment, we're measuring our electricity and our natural gas usage. That's all with our sub-meters. All of that comes in together, and through our energy management system, we review that on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. It's tracking and making sure that what we're using it as efficiently as possible. And I suppose what I'd like to get across as well about sustainability, people think that sustainability, oh, it's a buzzword and these things. It saves money. At the end of the day, this is us being smarter in how we use our buildings and how we operate. So, you know, consolidating the building, making sure that we don't have wide open spaces, you know, our offices are, you know, smarter offices. And then, you know, the technology then that we use, that we have smart technology like CO2 monitors and things like that, occupancy sensors. So when people are in the building, you know, the equipment can come on. So energy efficiency first, which saves you money. Then after that, we start looking at alternatives. So that's what the data tells us. And that's what we've been seeing so in the airport as well.
Are you starting to see changes and improvement and maybe and a reduction in CO2 levels around the campus?
Yeah, we definitely are. And, you know, we have our 50% reduction target by 2030. So we're at 44% at the moment on that. So we're on this journey. We have a lot done, but there's more that we can definitely do. So we're electrifying our fleet as well. So, you know, moving away from fossil fuels for our vehicles is a key consideration for us. And moving away from natural gas is going to be the biggest challenge for us as well. So, you know, everyone, we have boilers here that we need to look at. First off, though, is efficiency. Try and get those boilers as efficient as possible. Make sure our whole buildings are, you know, are as insulated as possible. Then we might need less boilers, and eventually we're going to move to heat pumps. So with all that, you know, in mind, looking at efficiency of our boilers, we're definitely seeing reductions even in our natural gas usage even for this year. So those changes, and, you know, the behavioural changes that we have even in with facilities and how we're operating, how we're checking things, is really seeing benefits in that as well. So it's not all the big projects. There's small things that we can do as well that'll bring us along that journey, but we're confident we're going to get there.
It's clearly a busy job. It's a part of the operation that has to be done in terms of the management and monitoring of CO2, because if you don't know the stats, if you don't know how good you're doing, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. And you have to make sure those stats are right. So we have to verify those, you know, and be 100% certain in those. So that does take time. But we, I suppose what we've spent the last while doing is setting up systems and frameworks and structures to make sure it is right. We're getting the data easier. So, you know, the time we've spent to now, you know, we're, you know, the as you would say, the plane is off the ground now and we're going. So, you know, we know where we're going now and we've the hard work done. We know what our data is. We know what our baseline is. And now it's those projects are going to kick into place and, you know, get us where we need to go.
That was Elaine O'Connell, Sustainability Data Specialist with the Shannon Airport Group. We also heard from the group's Head of Sustainability, Sinead Murphy, as well as pupils from CBS Primary in Ennis. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Ours to Protect.